Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Community Cable Channel 27 with another great show. I want to start off right away by inviting people to call in. The whole hour is going to be include a live call-in component, and that number is 346-1633. 346-1633. And I have to make a comment. Tonight on National Public Radio, they denied that there was any serious crimes or any serious killing going on in Fallujah. I'm here to tell you that that's not so, and you'll find out tonight as the program progresses. You're going to see some film footage from Fallujah by a photographer that was not embedded, unembedded. And I want to publicly assail National Public Radio for sounding like Fox News. And so I guess I've done it. I also want to encourage people in the future to come down to the studio during the live program, so we can have. Yeah, I am. so that we can have some feedback, immediate feedback in the studio. You can ask questions or make comments directly to us during the show. So keep that in mind for a live studio component also. I want to make a few announcements as usual, and then I'll introduce our guests. And Jerome, I'm going to go with it here for a second. Okay. First of all, tomorrow night, Saturday the 20th at the Peace and Justice Center, there's going to be a show at 7 p.m. with a vegan potluck at 6 p.m. It's called Occupation of Iraq, an Eyewitness Account, a multimedia presentation by Vince Irene. Did I say it right?
Irene.
I missed the E-A. Okay. Vince Irene. That's tomorrow night at Peace and Justice at 202 Harvard Southeast. And phone number there is 268-9557. Donations will be encouraged. No one will be turned away. The vegan potluck at 6. Vince will be on at 7. And here's a flyer if you want to pan in on it.
You have to hold it up. There we go.
Got that? And Vince will be talking with us tonight, along with Belinda Rollins from New Mexico Media Literacy Project, and maybe later on with Clayton, who is with Cop Watch. He hasn't shown up yet.
But they might show up later.
Right, hopefully. And maybe even Alma Rosa will show up if she can. And I want to apologize.
She's with Election Protection.
Yes, she's with Election Protection. And the other person I want to talk about was Nita Luna, who is scheduled tonight, and she has a medical emergency in her family, and our thoughts are with her and her husband. So, Saturday, tomorrow night, November 20th, 7 p.m., Eyewitness in Iraq, a slideshow and talk on Vincent's recent trips to Iraq. He's an independent journalist, a member of Wabash Ridge Media Collective, and founder of Blast Furnace Radio. Just a couple more announcements. Sunday, November 21st at 9:30 a.m., what should we do with the Sandia Mixed Waste Landfill? That's going to be at the First Unitarian Church at 3701 Carlisle Northeast, and that's at, they don't give the time. Oh, yes, they do, 9:30 a.m. And let's see, next Thursday, Thanksgiving, we're going to be having from sunrise until 2 p.m. at the Albuquerque Indian Center at Texas and Zuni North, Southeast. There's going to be a Thanksgiving, an alternative to the usual Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is based on a massacre of Northeastern Indian Pequot people. I hope I got that one right. Anyway, there was governor of Massachusetts declared a national day of celebration of Thanksgiving after the massacre. That's the original historical context of Thanksgiving. We're going to do an alternative with sharing our food with Indian people. So if you want to participate, come on down to the Albuquerque Indian Center next Thursday morning. Bring food. There's 6 turkeys so far lined up. We need mashed potatoes, vegetables, desserts, drinks, and
tofurkey.
What's that?
Tofurkey.
For the vegetarian.
Oh, vegan. Well, I don't know.
It's the turkey or tofu.
Yeah, no, I know. But
it tastes like a Nike shoe.
Anyway, let's see, what else? I think that'll do it for now. And so let's get into the meat of our program tonight with my co-host Jerome Chavez.
Hello.
And sitting on my immediate right is Belinda Rollins for the New Mexico Media Literacy Project, and as I said earlier, Vince Irini from Blast Furnace Radio, who recently returned from Iraq and Baghdad, right?
Yeah. No, we're also in Fallujah.
In Fallujah?
Yes. Hello, New Mexico.
Wow. Okay, well, this is part of a panel of shows that for at least the next couple of months, kind of figuring out where we're at as a nation, as a people. In Spanish, it's called desastre. In English, it's called disaster. And we're trying to figure out where we're at, assess where we're at, and where we want to go, and how we're going to get there. Talking strategies and consciousness raising, basically. We're trying to create a kind of a local version of Democracy Now. By the way, if you want to listen to Democracy Now, it's 4 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday on KUNM Radio.
And also it's on 5 p.m. on channel 9415, Free Speech TV, if you get satellite.
But it's on in the morning, too.
Yeah.
At 9 a.m.?
And it's on channel 27 as well.
Yeah, channel 27 at 9 a.m., right?
Yeah, it's many places, so you check it out on the web, too.
Blast Furnace Radio at 9 a.m.
Really?
That would be Eastern.
I want her all over the place, man. Yeah. People have come to me and criticized the fact that I present, one side. And I say, well, the other side has got it all. So the one side we got, I'm going to blast away. We're going to blast away at, right?
I thought the other side had tofurkey.
Well, I don't even know how to come back on that one. So we've got a live call-in show. Feel free to call in at any time, 346-1633. I'm Alan Cooper, Jerome Chavez, Vince, and Belinda. Let's get with it.
So
go
Vince,
ahead.
Where so what brought you to Iraq?
Well, I just got really tired of what it's like being an activist. You spend most of your time trying to keep alive and financially and emotionally, and you get really tired of the endless intramural infighting that goes on. So I decided that I would meet the people, and got up one morning, decided to have a journalistic delegation to Baghdad. And that's the beauty of the internet. That's the beauty of making something out of nothing, is that there was only this little email that asked people if they wanted to be part of the journalistic delegation to Baghdad. There was no supporting group, there was no money, there was absolutely nothing. And after a year of fund losers and fundraisers and gathering support together, we had Occupation Watch within Baghdad, some activists within Baghdad, get us a driver, showing us around to hospitals and schools, and had a translator. We had Global Exchange supporting us out of San Francisco. Free Speech TV came, and people who are journalists and authors and independent journalists. And so it really showed you the beauty of anybody could go out and get a lot of money and start a project, but this was literally on the shoestring. And after a year worth of fundraising, we ended up in Baghdad for the first anniversary, March 20th, of the beginning of the war. And we were
the
so-called war. And we were actually there when Fallujah blew up, when they shredded Al-Sard's paper. That was the flashpoint for what we're experiencing today.
About that in specific?
Well, we were there, and there was these newspapers everywhere of Al-Sard's, and he declared himself the Ayatollah. Nobody liked him. Nobody liked his ideas. Nobody liked his newspaper. He was too young to be an Ayatollah. But when CPA, when the provisional government attacked him and arrested his deputy, the editor of his newspaper, shredded his newspaper, that united the Arab world and the Arabs within the...
Shutting down the newspaper.
Yes.
When you say shredded, are you talking about they destroyed the presses?
Yes, they destroyed the paper and arrested the editor. that united the Arab world. So people who didn't like him, just like people who get a rock song banned and then everybody wants to buy it, you know, people united around that because they said, how is the U.S. installing democracy by shutting down the newspaper? After that, when we were there that week, 10 cities blew up for the first time, and the insurgents lashed out because of this. And then, of course, he's become the center of the resistance.
Before that, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, there was a killing of like 14 or 18 children who had a demonstration in Fallujah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a school. I mean, I don't know, it was a grade school, middle school, whatever, and they had a demonstration, and the Marines shot, they just shot them in cold blood, just shot down, mm-hmm. 14 people, mm-hmm. Children?
Yeah. And so when we were there in Iraq, it really looked like things were getting better, and the people
thought...
What
do you mean by that?
Well, the people thought that the Americans were going to leave. They thought that, you know, now that appliances are coming in, cars are coming in, they're starting to rebuild things like the building that enabled Iraq to have phone calls, to have phones. There's no phones in Iraq right now. And it was when that happened with Fallujah, when we took, the U.S. took revenge for the Marines who were killed, for the charred bodies. That's, you know, just snowballed and snowballed and snowballed in terms of what we have, you know, today. But again, even the military...